They need to change the system. I would be more than in favour, and I've spoke about it to the parliamentary candidate for Preston, Richard Holden, who's in favour of totally changing the system so that it incorporates other meanable factors, such as those that will live with parents. It's an automatic assumption that if you live with your parents that they can give you the extra cash. If you are above the threshold and you cannot receive the high amount of grant or loan, then that needs to be taken into consideration. But it basically comes on the back of a letter Preston Conservatives sent to Greg Clark, who's the Secretary of State for Universities, in which we said there needs to be a total reform of the system in which we do funds and grants. It really does need to happen. I would not contest the Facebook comments that were made. I think they are wholeheartedly true. I've been very fortunate to live with parents, and I can still tell you it's been quite a struggle to pay for certain things with my course. But The very clear answer is there does need to be a change. I believe it will come in the next parliament, regardless of whoever wins. And I hope it does become a standardised system by which students are given a flat rate, regardless of whatever happens with family circumstances or other incomes. And I really do hope it comes into place.
Now, I mean, that's all very well and good, but I mean, we've had 5 years now of a Tory government, and you know that has been something that has been complained about, particularly by the left-wing press, in that the cost of living isn't necessarily being addressed at any point during that time, and that the Conservatives have been too caught up with cuts. What do you think to that?
Well, it's quite simply, we've had the biggest deficit in our lifetime. There's obviously going to be cuts, and we've got other places that we have to focus on. Obviously, that's not to say that students aren't very important. They are, but it will come round. There has been other forms looked at. They've tried to look at DSA. It hasn't worked out. They've tried to look at student loans, and that's why they've tripled. To say that we haven't looked at it as much is quite plausible compared to other sectors such as the NHS, but it's still being looked at. These things do take time, and I think part of the student population is quite naive in thinking that politicians down in Westminster are running around with the tail between the legs, not doing very much. They are. The simple fact of the matter is it's not come round yet, but I'm sure it will.